the svar ready. Chai ve'lavin, if the ish is only yosef you and amon l'kohen gadol, it's only chai ve'lavin, tavsi bo kedushin, that if you marry an ish that's yosef you with a lav, kedushin is chal. Therefore we say, there is a parsha of Yidin here. There is a mitzvah chalitza koponim. Ma'ashenken chai ve'krisis latavsi bo kedushin, for an ish that's yosef you with a chai ve'krisis, that even if you marry her, b'diyeva the kedushin is not chal, so the svar is she's not in the parsha of Yidin altogether. There's no din chalitza at all. That's the Havimina now. Most of Rav has the cash from this. Is this true? Is the mitzvah of Yisra Kedusha. The locher is, bo leho. If you mayavim her, knows whether Ish was also to you with Chai Vilav and Rosti with an Yisra the Rabbonin. If you mayavim her, or you chelis for Rosh Mechalitza, nifta Rosh Rosh. Mashma, but the Yibn does help. And your partner the Tzara, if your brother had two wives, and one is a Chai Vilav to you. If you are mayavim her, the other one is Potter. Now, if you want to tell me, lavin midiraisa lechalitza ramya liyibim leramya, if you want to make your gzeras a kosher, that's chayvi lavin midiraisa. There's no mitzvah yibim. There's only mitzvah chalitza. If so, kibolil here when the brother was miyabim one of his brother's two wives, and the one that's a chayvi lavin to him, am I nifteratzerasa? Why is the second one potter? Lechura, there's no mitzvah yibim here. There's only chalitza. So if you make yibam, it means nothing. So how come the Brisa says if you miyabim the chai v'lavin, mashmid is a good yibam, and therefore the Saras potter? So Gemara says, who meisel mufarakli? He asked the question and he answers it now. Hatel it's starting katan. He's talking about two different ways. Bo leho means aris a mitzvah. If you miyabim the one that's only yosem the rabbanin, then avadim b'diavad is good. Abechol atzlo is the kedusha. But if you make chalitza, that goes on the one that's also with the chai v'lavin. So far we're going that we want that the Havimina, that Chai V'lavim Midiraisa has no Yibam. It only has Chalitza. We'll soon see the Gemara slugs us off. The Gemara says not like that. You must have Rava. It says not like this. That Psuadako Kroshuvcha. If somebody says Psuadako Kroshuvcha, Sarah saw them a man that can't have Zerah. The Yazaka and all the men. The Locher is Oichosnei Miyavim. He could make Chalitza or he could make Yibam. Case of what's the case? Mesu, if they died, these people, for them achim, they had brothers. For them noshim, they have wives. The yom du achim v'yosu maim l'shasayim, and the brothers made maim to the wives. For nosnu get, and they gave get. For cholta gave chalitza. His mashrosu wasu. Everything is good. What about being bol? Let's say they made yibum, konu. So far it's good. Now meisu achim. Let's say the good brothers died. For yom du heim, and these people now apsu adaka. That's a chai v'lavin. V'yosu maimer b'dishosayim. He made maimer in the wives. V'nos neget oy shecholzu mashosu osu. What he did is good. But v'imbolu, if a psua daka, if a brother that's a psua daka, it's a chai v'lavin for him to marry a Yisrael, a Jewish lady, a psua daka is also to marry a bas Yisrael. V'imbolu, if he makes yibum, konu. He is miyavmo. V'yosu l'kayomim, but he's not allowed to stay married to her anymore. Mishum shenemah, the apostle says, l'yavu psua daka. Now, if you want to tell me, chai v'lavim midirais lechalitza ramya, liyibum l'ramya, that any time there's a chai v'lavim, there's no mitzvah yibum, when your brother dies. There's no mitzvah chai v'lavim to be miyavim, only chalitza, in bolu am I konu. What does it say here, if you're bolu, you're koina? So elamai, elamai rova. Havada the maskonur is that chai v'lavim midirais has the mitzvah yibum. The klal is whoever has chalitza has yibum. Midirais you can't divide it to. Elamai rova. Really, there is a mitzvah yibum, but the reason why you're not supposed to do it is because there's an essay in loisasei. The pasuk says, "Kadoshim yil alayhem." Yeah. So, mainly it's a lav and an essay. That's why you can't do it. For the Gemara, mamzeros in the scene of Michael Meima, mamzeros is only a chayv alavin. Why aren't you saying that loisasei? See this kadashtim. Another mitzvah saying, "Hochi kol torah kula nami as a loisasei hu." Tomorrow, ha dech see this kadashtim. That's the maskana. Sony Xeratikalocha. That really Chai V'lavin has a mitzvah yibum. The reason why our Mishnah says you could only make chalitza and not yibum, even though midiraisa should be mutter on a monlaka and godl. It's only a Chai V'lavin, and he has a mitzvah to make yibum, as there should be the chalitza say. It's Xera not to do it. If you do it by an amon, it's a kind godl. Min erosin, we're afraid we'll also do it min anasuyin. And min anasuyin, she's an iser asay with a lav. You don't see asa dechaloy to say. Fredig Mar, what about a mamzeres and an asina? It's only regular lav, that's all. Fredig Mar, mamzeres and asina, Michael Meimah. Now the Gemara Gzeira b'mokke mitzvah, to shlei b'mokke mitzvah. So Gzeira, if you're going to be miyabim, mamzeris, true, now it's mutter. Of course you say, yes, what they also say, but you have to be afraid, they'll marry mamzeris, shlei b'mokke mitzvah. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, you shouldn't make yibum, just make chalitza. For the Gemara l'miyativ, so eshesachim miyaviv, like this yabim, then with the Rabbanan, you should never be a mrs. yibum. You can't be miyabim, your brother's wife, because Gzeira, mishumeshesachim miyimai. People think your brother's wife from your mother is also mutter. Now the Gemara, that people don't make mistakes. Yibum benachla tala rachmona. Made the idea, everybody knows it's only your brother from the same father, not from the same mother. For the Gemara, though, isha shein labonim dalotis yabim. If your brother died without children, still there shouldn't be a mitzvah yibum rabbonim. Because gzeira mishum isha sheish labonim. Why don't we make a gzeira? That if you say you're allowed to be miyabim, your brother's wife, when you have no children, may your people come to miyabim with children. So it should be exerim, never to be miyabim. And the Gemara again, bebonim tali rachmona. Made the idea that it's everybody knows. Everybody knows yibum is someone having children, so they know when you have children, there's a mitzvah. When you don't have children, everybody knows there's no mitzvah. But over here, by chai v'lavin, if you tell me you're allowed to marry them, but mokim yibum, people will think that you're allowed to marry them all over. For the Gemara, eshesach shohayi b'olamoi, loitis yabim, gzerim mishum eshesach shohayi b'olamoi, make the same gzera. Nachmo b'yeshiva tala rachmona, made the idea, everybody knows this. Alright, we'll stop here. Finish again tomorrow. We'll go over this last Gemara again tomorrow. Yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah, so the Gemara daf chof on the base we're holding. Again, the shaila was again, how come is if chai v'lavin, why is there no mitzvah yibum? Why don't we say mitzvah essay is doicha de lois assay? So first we want to say it's there as a kosev, and then we ask the kash here, it says, you see, b'dievid and boil konu. You see, if you are boil a chai v'lavin, you are koina, smash mua mekayim de mitzvah. So Gemara says, and a chlam of their own exeris. The Gemara says, Elam mil, Elam arova, almonim and erasin nami, esev loisa sehu. First he wanted to say, even almonim and erasin is a loisa seh and an esev. The yachsid kudeshim yil ala keichem. Yeah. So therefore, that's why there's no, that's why it shouldn't be miyabim. Because you don't say esev deicha loisa seh v'yesev. And the kash was mamzeros in the sin of Michael Meimah. But a mamzeros is only a regular chai v'lavin. Why don't you say esev deicha loisa seh? So Gemara says also, Ksiv is kadashtem. It says a mitzvah sesei to be kodesh. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, kol ha-terakulu nami, esev loisaseihu. If so, all the mitzvahs, every loisasei has an esei to it. The Ksiv is kadashtem, you should be kodesh. So, Chur, you have to say, this kadashtem does not mean a mitzvah sesei. So if it does not mean a mitzvah sesei, but a mamzeres is only a pure love. So if so, the kasher is, why don't we say esei is doicha loisasei? How come there's not a mitzvah l'chatchila if the yevama is an osur to you with a chai v'lavin? How come we don't say there's a mitzvah sesei to be miyabla? And the Brice before said chai v'lavin only has chalitza and not yibum. How come? Elo amarov rovas teretiz gzeira almonim min erasin oto almonim min anasuin. And the chaim is only gzeira. Really, almonim to a kohen gadol min erasin is only a chai v'lavin. Really, you should be allowed to. But a sigzeira, maybe you'll be miyabin or an almonim min anasuin. Where there she's a chayv alav and she's a bula is also an alav to a kohen gadol. For the Gemara is so, mamzeres in the sin of Michael Meimer, there is only a chayv alav and why don't we say yesod echol oisa say? Gzera b'mokim mitzvah, what's a shloi b'mokim mitzvah? We're afraid if you're going to be miyabim or mamzeres, maybe they'll say, who adin shloi b'mokim mitzvah, also it's mutter. So with the Rabbanan, you should not be miyabim if she's a mamzeres. For the Gemara is so, elomiyato, eshesochiv miyoviv, but it's yabim, a regular yivama, there should not be mitzvah yibum. Gzeira mishum eshes achim imoy, or gzeira who adin your brother's wife, that you're only your brother from the same mother, where there's no mitzvah yibum. Let's be afraid that people will be miyabim there also, so you should never have a mitzvah yibum. Gemara says, no, yibum benachla tala rachmona. Made the idea. Everybody knows that yibum is totally a nachla, it's only if your brother from the same father. Everybody knows it's only from the same mother. There's no mitzvah yibum, and she's also to you. For the Gemara, if so, isha shein labonim loitis yabim gzerim shemisha sheish labonim. Every yibum, there should never be a mitzvah yibum midirabonim. Should always be afraid if you miyabim your brother's wife when they don't have children. Maybe people will do it even when they do have children if you make such gzerus. So Gemara says no. There also nobody will make a mistake. Bebonim tayi rachmonim. Made the idea, everybody knows that the mitzvah yibum is to have children, so therefore if they have children, people will know not to be miyabim. There's no gzeira. For the Gemara is so as Yisachiv, Shoyi B'yolom Ola Tisyabim, a regulation sach, when your brother dies, his wife should not have Yibim, why? Gzerim Shemesh Sach Mishnohi B'yolomai. Let's be afraid that maybe in the case where the brother died and then first the second brother was born, maybe they'll make Yibim then also. Tomorrow says also, it's not Gzerim B'yeshiva Tal Rachmona. Made the idea, everybody knows that. The Pesach says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov, everybody knows it's totally when you're living together at the same time. Fredimara good of a kol anoshim leitisyabim gzerim mishum ailonis. There should never be a mitzvah yibum on normal on your brother's wife. Also, maybe in the case that your brother's wife will be an ailonis, when she can't have children, and then there's no mitzvah yibum. So let's make a gzerim midrabbonin any time your brother dies, not to make yibum midrabbonin. Gemara says no loishchicha. An ailonis is not shchiach. It doesn't happen too often. So rabbonin don't make gzerus also one case that's not shchiach. Fredimara mamzerus and nesina nami loishchicha. There's a teretz also, the reason why mamzeres, no, this is the kashadin. If so, mamzeres in the sin is also an amilo shchichi. It also doesn't happen too often. So if so, how come the din is, if you, the yavoma, if your brother's wife was a mamzeres, and your brother died, how come it's saying there's no mitzvah yibum? Why not? Why don't we say, essay of yibum, shibudecha de lois essay? That's the kasha. You want to say it's a gzera, maybe you'll marry them without yibum. But no, since a mamzeres is not shchich, it doesn't happen too often, there should not be any gzera. Just like an illness, you don't make gzera. So back to kasha, why by chai v'lavin does the Mishnah say there's no mitzvah yibum, only chalitza? So Marian says, Elo amarova, I'll tell you a new gzera. Gzera be your rishay not to be a shnia. True, if your brother's wife is also to you with a chai v'lavin. So really, the first bia you're doing, you're being mekayim the mitzvah essay of yibum. So we should say essay is decholos essay. If your brother's wife was a mamzeres and you're being miyavma now, so the first bia you're doing true, it should be mutter essay decholos essay. But that's all. Only the first bia. The second bia is also you have no head to live with her a second time because she's a mamzeres. She's a chayv elavin. Every time you're with her, there's a lav. There's no mitzvah the second bia. So the kids says gzera not to make the first bia or to be a shnia. That's the gzera why chai v'lavin there's no mitzvah midrabbonim of yibum. Because we're afraid if you make one bia, you're going to make a second bia with her. And that's also. Tanya nam yachli bring a proof to this also. In bo lukonu, the ma'isif, you are miyabim chai v'lavin, the bia is chal, you are koinu midiraisa. Bia rishoina. But the also l'kayom b'bia shnia. But you should know, you're not allowed to stay married to her. You did the first bia, okay, but the second bia, she's still a chai v'lavin, she's also to you. So that's Rav's gzera. That's what the din is with Rabbonin, not to be miyabim a chai v'lavin. Because we're afraid maybe you'll have a second bia with her, and there's no heter. Hoda my Rav, then Rav said like this, V'teim Rav Ashi, lav milfi, the Amri. No, we don't have to come on to this teretz, I'll give you a better teretz. The Yomar Shloka said, Komokom shata moitzi essay. For Loisa say, like Rish Lakish is saying a klal, when do we say the klal of essay decha Loisa say? Not every time. When do we say it? Imata yochol lekayim shnei mutif. If it's possible to do each one separately, do the mitzvah essay, and don't be over the lav, that's the best thing. You have no right to be over the lav. The yim lav. But in the case where you can't do it separately, the only way to do the mitzvah sasei is to be over the lav, then we say, Yovei esei v'yitches lo sasei. That's when esei is decher lo sasei. Like by klayim betzitzis, if you have a beged made out of klayim, the only way to do the mitzvah with this beged is to be over the lav of klayim. So then we say, esei is decher lo sasei. But in the case where you have two ways to do the same esei, one way you're over lav, one way not over lav, then you have no heter to be over the lav. So what did Rav mean to answer? Hochinami, the same thing here also. Your brother's wife, let's say, was a mamzeres. So when your brother died, she falls to yibum. So you want to say, let's say yetzer dechalitza say, you should have a heter to be miyabma. I'll tell you no. Efshe dechalitza, to mekayim essay v'leisa say, you have no heter to do yibum, because you could do chalitza. So Rav and Havamin is learning that chalitza is the same amount of a mitzvah as yibum. So therefore, if you want to do yibum, because the Vesav, the Echolaisa said there's no heter, according to Rish Lakish. Don't do the yibum. You have to do the mitzvah. Do mitzvah's chalitza. Chalitza is also a mitzvah. And if you make give chalitza, like the Mishnah says, give chalitza to the mamzeres, and you're not over any avera. So that's why you don't say yes, the Echolaisa say, by chai belavin. We'll soon see we don't hold like this.
here. For the Gemara Meisvei Habakash and Rava V'imbolu Konu. Here it says that if you are Boilha, now it's by Chai V'Laban, you're not supposed to. But if you are Miyab Makonu, Mashmi did the mitzvah, Tiyufta, the Zakash and Rava. Because Mashmi Konu, so Poshu, what's the Tiyufta? Rava says you don't see Yasadai Choloisa say. So true, you have no right to do it. But the Chur, if you did it though, you were Makayim the mitzvah. Mashmi no. If you weren't supposed to do it, Konu's Mashmi, you did it right. Konu's Mashmi, it's like Dois says, in Bolu Konu, what in Lechatchilo Namishori? Kumukhul Kamon. Smashman Bolu Sherv in Bolu, you were allowed to do it. And here it's a kashal, at Rava, you're not allowed to. According to Rava, you don't say as the Chaloisa say. Well, Nochstag, a Poshta Pshat is, in Bolu Konu Smashma, you were Makayim the Mitzvah. Here it's Smashma, if you would not say as the Chaloisa say, so since the Torah does not want you to be Miyabma, that's not called the Kima Mitzvah. You wouldn't be Konu. To be Konu, Yavam is only if that's the Mitzvah. If you're going to tell me you don't say yes to the Chaloisa say, since you could do Chalitza, so it wouldn't be in Bolu Konu. And here it says in Bolu, if you do Miyabim, the Chai Velav in your Konu, Mashma, not like Rav. Yeah. We'll soon see why not. Itma was not like this. Biyas Koyin Godol Bamona. A Koyin Godol, again, one brother died. Now, the second brother was a Koyin Godol. And so now the first brother's wife is an Amona. She was an Amona from before, let's say even. A regular Kohen could marry an Amona. But now when she died though, so the Kohen Godel has a lav not to marry her. An Amona Kohen Godel. So Reb Yechon and Reb Lez, it's a machlokes. Chadoma eina pateras sarosa. Let's say your brother had two wives. One wasn't an Amona, and one was not an Amona. And the Kohen Godel now, let's say he's Miyabin, the one that was an Amona. So one says he did the mitzvah, and he patters the tzara. For Chadoma, the first one said, Chadom, the blood of Chadom ain't a pateras tzaros. First one says, no. If the Kohen Gadol is miyabim, the almono, the loch riz, he did not do the mitzvah, and he did not part of the tzara, he still has to either be miyabim or give chalitza to the tzara. Rashi says, the next man number, the Chadom pateras tzaros, one says, no. Rashi, pateras oisov, yet tzaros from a chalitza, the staglo beget. One man number says, no. If a Kohen Gadol was miyabim, the almona, even though it was a chai v'lavin, but we say if he was miyabma, he's mekayim the mitzvah yibum. Therefore, the second wife is potter, she's free. That's the luck. When your brother had two wives and he died, so you only have to miyabim one of them. So here that the Kohen Gadol was miyabim, even though she was the almona, she was a chai v'lavin, still we say in Bolu Konu. Pateras Tzarosa.